Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Psalm 81. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart, to walk in their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. But I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you.
Everyone wants to be known and understood. This also applies to how God views our relationship with him. While he knows our every thought and can number the hairs on our head, those of us who are believers should be learning his ways. In other words, how our Heavenly Father thinks, what motivates him, and what his plans and purposes are. And yet, though we desire to know God that well, he makes it quite clear that, humanly speaking, that's not entirely possible. In Isaiah 55, verse 9, he tells us, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is why he gives us his Spirit, to teach us and reveal what we otherwise couldn't understand. Growing in this spiritual understanding is necessary if we're to have a thriving friendship with God, and we must know his ways before we can walk in them. Of course, following Jesus doesn't eliminate pain, nor does it ensure that everything will happen as we would choose. But we have assurance that he loves us and has a plan for our lives. He gives us strength and stability to follow him, no matter where his path may lead us. As we walk in God's way, he gives us everything we need to have the abundant life Scripture promises. He's a loving Father to bestow such goodness and kindness on his children.